Gratitude is something that we have to practice. It's not something that just comes naturally. We often do have to put a little bit of effort into it, but when we do, it really can turn your day around. Welcome to the Boris and Motivation Series. My name is Lauren Ellis. I am your host, your coach, and your new bestie because together, my friend, we are going to take action. We are going to accomplish things and we are going to make a big impact in our lives. Over the next few weeks, we are going to declutter and organize our homes, putting systems in place to make our lives easier. We are going to get active, we're going to get healthy, we're going to practice gratitude and be more mindful. I'm going to be here encouraging you and motivating you the whole way. So let's go. We are going to make some progress. Hey, beautiful, and welcome to the Borrow Some Motivation series from A Happy Positive Life podcast. My name is Lauren Ellis, and I am your host. And this series is all about sparking that motivation when you really don't feel like you've got any. And oh my God, I can relate to that. This is why I'm making this series, because sometimes you just can't be bothered. You got stuff to do, but you can't be bothered. And that is what this series is all about. It is going to pump you up to take action and make some things happen. So while you're listening to this, I want you to do something. I want you to go on a walk. I want you to clean your kitchen. I want you to declutter something. God, that feels good to declutter. So this series is all about taking action while you're listening. So whatever you do, I don't care what it is, do something while you're listening. It's going to make you feel like you've really accomplished something today. So today is all about gratitude, because when we're feeling like we're in a bit of a funk, gratitude can be the one thing that can really pull you out of it. It's free to do. Anyone can do it. And there's always something to be grateful for. But sometimes we can get ourselves into a bit of a negative spiral, and this is where gratitude can pull you out of it. It may seem to you maybe a little bit cliche to talk about gratitude, but there's a reason why experts and leaders talk about practicing gratitude to improve your lives, because Tony Robbins says you can't be grateful and angry, or you can't feel fearful and be grateful at the same time. It's kind of that emotion that cancels everything else out, cancels out the negative things. So it is really powerful, but I think that we can forget to do it. I mean, I forget to do it constantly, and I have to remind myself. It's a conscious thing that I try to bring into my day, just being grateful for my home, because sometimes I can look around it and go, oh, there's so many things to fix. Oh, it's so messy. Oh my goodness. I just want to move away and forget all my problems. But then I need to consciously change my mindset, because that doesn't help anything. Complaining about my house does not make it any better. And it certainly doesn't make me feel any better about my situation. So it's funny though, once you do start turning that mindset around, and sometimes it's a struggle, trust me, I know, but when you do start to turn that mindset around to, I am really lucky that I've got this home, it's safe, it's warm, we have everything that we could possibly need, even just looking at just small things that we're grateful for, it does start to turn that wheel backwards into the positive mindset. So while you're taking action on something that you want to get done today, while you're listening to this, I'm going to take you through a gratitude practice. So let's jump right in. The first thing I want you to do is take a really big, deep breath. Fill your lungs with air. Feel that fresh air coming in. And blow it all out with a sigh. Drop your shoulders. Just release all the tension that you're holding in your face and your jaw. And we're going to start off with doing some gratitude affirmations. I'm going to say some affirmations. I want you to take the ones that really resonate and repeat them in your mind. I am worthy of love, kindness, and all the good things that life has to offer. Taking care of myself is not selfish. It's an act of self-love and self-respect. I am allowed to say no to things that drain my energy and yes to things that bring me joy. I trust my journey even when I do not understand it. I am growing every day. I am a work in progress and I celebrate the small victories on my path to self-discovery. My happiness is a priority because when I am happy, I am a better mother, partner, and friend. I am capable, strong, and resilient. I can handle whatever comes my way. My dreams and goals are important. I pursue them with passion and dedication. I forgive myself for my mistakes. They are opportunities for growth, not reasons for self-criticism. My body is amazing. It has carried life and continues to support me every day. Now, which one of those affirmations really resonated with you? Come over and tell me on my Instagram at happypositive_life. I'd love to hear which one really resonated with you. But sometimes just hearing someone say affirmations, sometimes they just click with you and you just think, yes, I needed to hear that today. So I hope that one of them jumped out to you. All of the affirmations I just mentioned are actually in my brand new gratitude journal. Yes, I created a gratitude journal and it is available to purchase. It's filled with 20 positive affirmations at the bottom of each page that you can flip through, and the one that you really resonate with that day, you can take with it. It can be like your guiding light for the day. Have that affirmation replaying in your mind to give you that boost. And then there's lined, beautiful pages for you to jot down all the things that you're grateful for every single day. I promise you, if you do this practice, either in the morning or the night or both, your day is going to feel brighter. Gratitude really can change your life. I know that sounds corny, but it really, really can. So click the link if you would like to purchase your own gratitude journal. Now we're going to switch it up a little bit, and I hope that you are still decluttering or cleaning something or going on a walk or driving or doing something while you're listening to this, because we're going to add a fun little twist. I want you to look around and find five things that you're grateful for right now. It could be anything. It could be your kids. Maybe your kids are next to you playing on the floor while you're cleaning the dishes. Or maybe you're just on a walk and it's a beautiful day and you're just thankful for your body and that you're active and that you're healthy and that you're able to go on this beautiful walk. Maybe you're in the car by yourself and it's quiet and it's bliss and you are just so thankful for this moment. Whatever it is, it doesn't really matter, but I want you to find five things right now that you are grateful for. I hope that you're making some progress while you're listening to this. And now we're going to do our last gratitude exercise. This one is about creating a gratitude playlist. While you're on the move, create a mental playlist of songs that make you feel happy and alive, or maybe they trigger a memory that just made you feel so joyful, or it's nostalgic. It brings you back to that simple time in your life, maybe when you were a kid or a young teenager or something. For me, this is like the Spice Girls or something really bright and happy. Music has the power to really change our emotions, especially when we're having a really flat, sluggish day. Music can be the thing that really boosts your mood. So put together a little playlist of all your favorite songs that really brighten your day. And after listening to this podcast, put it on. Put your headphones in and just blast your favorite songs and just feel that energy come back into your body. I hope that these exercises have made you feel a little bit brighter in your day. This is a different kind of episode. I've given you a lot of tangible, actionable tips that you can do right now. So I hope that it's helped you. I hope that you have made some progress while you're listening to this. And I hope that it's boosted your mood and made you feel a little bit happier and a bit more grateful. Gratitude is something that we have to practice. It's not something that just comes naturally. We often do have to put a little bit of effort into it, but when we do, it really can turn your day around. So embrace it, share it, with your kids or your family or your friends. Share with them what you're grateful for, because it's contagious. Once you start sharing the things that you're grateful for, they might share the things that they are grateful for. And make sure that you do something really nice for yourself today. When you lie in bed tonight, I want you to think about all the ways that you were nice to yourself today. The simple things that are going to brighten your day tomorrow, like maybe you're going to sweep the floor and then when you wake up tomorrow, you've got a beautiful clean floor. Like, what a gift to yourself. Do something nice for yourself. Practice gratitude when you can. And I hope that you have made some progress. I hope that I have been able to lend you some motivation in this episode. If this helped you, please share it with a friend. Send them a link. Share this podcast out. And hopefully this can brighten someone else's day as well. If you haven't left a review, but you're loving this podcast, go to Apple Podcast and leave a 5-star review. That really helps to boost this podcast and get the message out there to the people that need to hear it. I hope that you have a lovely day and I will see you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to another episode of A Happy Positive Life, the podcast. Until next time, I look forward to learning and growing with you while we strive to live a happy, positive life. Bye!